One of my family's favorite places to vacation in the summer is the beach. We always enjoy seeing the wildlife that lives there. I love watching the sandpipers poke in the sand for insects in between the waves crashing on the shore. However, recently we've noticed new hotels, parking lots, and buildings popping up around our favorite beach town, and it made me wonder how much we're losing in return. It's no secret that humans have affected wildlife, usually in a negative way. Human activity has damaged, or in some cases destroyed, ecosystems and habitats around the world. Here in Maryland, the Chesapeake Bay is home to over 3,600 species of plants and animals. This immense bay, that stretches from Havre de Grace, Maryland, to Norfolk, Virginia, is threatened by habitat degradation and pollution. In fact, every 4 years, an area of land the size of Washington, D.C. is lost to development. So what can we do? There are actually a few easy ways that we can combat habitat destruction in our own backyards. The basic necessities, food, water, and shelter, are something that all animals need and are easy to provide. Setting up a bird bath can be essential to an animal's survival. All animals need water to survive, and many depend on water for bathing and breeding as well. A pond in your backyard will attract all kinds of birds, amphibians, and animals. Just like humans, wildlife needs places to find cover from bad weather and places to hide from predators. Some examples that you can include in your backyard are rock piles, stick piles, roosting boxes, and burrows. A roosting box is similar to a birdhouse in that it provides shelter, but it is not intended to nest. Chickadees, wrens, woodpeckers, and bluebirds will all use a winter roosting box to stay warm. You can buy a roosting box, make one from scratch, or modify an existing birdhouse. Adding moss or wood chips to the bottom of an existing box will make it more comfortable, better insulated, and easier to clean. And you should place the box in a sheltered area of your yard that receives sunlight in the late afternoon to retain heat. The way you manage your garden can also influence the health of the soil, air, water, and habitat for native wildlife. Soil and water conservation tactics are easy to adapt and will save you time and money as well. A drip or soaker hose releases a slow, steady stream of water close to the soil lines. This allows the soil to absorb the water better and cuts down on any water waste from evaporation, runoff, or overwatering. Planting native shrubs can diversify wildlife habitat schemes and are easy to incorporate on any property. Flowering shrubs produce nectar and pollen to feed bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds. And berry-producing shrubs can feed songbirds and many mammals, including deer, squirrel, fox, and chipmunks. One of the most important practices is to eliminate chemical pesticides and herbicides from your garden. Natural, healthy soil will produce better plants and vegetables, plus it stops harmful chemicals from getting into water sources. Instead of using a chemical fertilizer, consider composting, which feeds plants, conserves water, and keeps food waste out of landfills. Habitat restoration is not only essential to our wildlife, but it is necessary for human health as well. Plants, waterways, and air quality are all impacted by our ecosystem. A healthy habitat makes for a healthy environment. To learn more about our listening area's habitats, you can visit explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternock.